This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Indiana State University's storybook basketball season makes its next stop Tuesday at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis in the NIT Final Four. It's been a season of wins on and off the court for Terre Haute, which is cashing in on several fronts. Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kristen Craig.
We've been doing a ton of targeted ads during this time period, and we've reached over 200,000 people just in the past 2 weeks. So, you know, again, those numbers are still coming in, but we're really trying to capitalize on those individuals that we know we have here.
Craig noted that the city's downtown restaurants have been packed over the last few weeks, and other small businesses are taking advantage of the buzz being created around the city. Bloomington business leaders and public officials are celebrating the placement of the final steel beam on the city's newest office building intended to spur tech innovation and startups. The three-story Class A office space, known as the Forge in the city's trades district, is heralded as a critical part of Bloomington not-for-profit business accelerator The Mill's vision for the district and area. Evansville-based Escalade is reporting full-year net income of $9.8 million last year, down from $18 million the previous year. The sporting goods and recreation equipment manufacturer said it ended the year with a 9.2% drop in quarterly net sales, driven largely by softer consumer demand across the majority of its product categories. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Carl Bandemer, who has served as Fort Wayne's deputy mayor for over 10 years, was sworn in Friday as acting mayor. Bandemer has assumed the office on a temporary basis following the passing of Mayor Tom Henry on Thursday.
Usually on occasions like this, the swearing in of a mayor, it would be a cause for celebration. However, that is not the case in this situation. Rather, it is to reassure the public that the business of running the city will continue as it has under the leadership of Tom Henry. My tenure in this position will be short, but nonetheless important. I welcome the support and counsel of the city employees, the city council, and from the community at large during this transition period.
Bandemer was named deputy mayor in 2013 and previously served as vice president of downtown development for the Fort Wayne Allen County Economic Development Alliance, now known as Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. He also served as the city's economic development director from 1981 to 1986. Bandemer will serve as acting mayor until the Allen County Democratic Party conducts a caucus to select a new mayor who will complete Henry's term. A pair of Indianapolis developers are proposing a towering apartment and office project on Indiana Avenue next to downtown Central Canal. Indiana Avenue Partners, a joint venture between Arrow Street Development and Chatham Park Development, plans to spend more than $100 million to construct a 12-story tower next to the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library. Plans call for the unnamed 1.46-acre project to consist of 262 apartments, a four-story interior parking garage with 323 spaces, and nearly 35,500 square feet of retail, office, and amenity space. Indiana Avenue Partners bought the property in January 2022 for $3 million, acquiring it from 500 Place Associates, according to records from the Marion County Assessor. IU President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.